Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you. If you've missed anything so far and you want to give it a listen later, check out the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, under the On Demand tab. Also, phone lines are open, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. If you want to voice your opinion on today's poll question or give your overall thoughts of the direction of the K-State basketball program and Bruce Weber, we're going to get back into that here in just a moment. I did want to play a little bit of audio from after the game last night, Bruce Weber talking to reporters about the loss to Iowa State, in which K-State fell behind by 15 very early in that game. We're losing by 19 at different points in the contest. It was not the start that you would have expected from K-State, a team that should know that this stretch run is very, very important for not only for this season, but perhaps for the future of the program as well. I was surprised to see K-State's lack of assertiveness, and that's exactly what Bruce Weber, after the game, said was the biggest reason for the loss.
First half, we didn't attack the paint, and that we had no free throws. So obviously, we just didn't get it in there to put pressure on their defense. That was one of the things we wrote on the board. We played very tentative, very casual on the defensive end, and they, they're a veteran group that came in very locked in and made some shots, some tough ones. And then once you get a couple going, then you go on a run, and they did.
And I do want to say something about this before we switch topics slightly. I know that it is hard to get college students fired up to play every single game. That's not something that you can reasonably expect for a coach to go 31 out of 31 over the course of a whole season and having his team ready to go. Look, they're college students. They have class. They have relationships that are going on. They're still developing into the people they're going to become. There really isn't a coach in the country that gets absolutely 100% out of his team in 100% of their games. It's going to happen every now and then. But it can't happen in games like this. This game is just too important, and these games coming up down the stretch of the season are too important. If you're a team that's 20-5 right now, let's say you're like West Virginia, you're out of the Big 12 title race, but you're in the NCAA tournament. You don't have a ton to gain or lose over the course of these next couple of weeks. I can see how a team would slack off a little bit in their preparation. I get that, but it can't happen to a team on the bubble, a team in K-State's position. That's what had a lot of fans very upset as that was developing last night. And when K-State did manage to figure out, it was a little bit too little too late. Another little piece of audio for you here, this from Wesley Wundu, talking about where K-State goes from here. And the message, the mood that I got from K-State's players after the game was very much a past tense reaction, if that makes sense. They were talking a lot about what they need to do from here and basically didn't really want to talk about what happened during that game at all. It surprised me a little bit, but here's Wundu talking about looking ahead.
No, now this game is over. I think it's all about how we're going to respond to the next game we play. We still got 5 games, still got a lot of good things we can do. So I'm putting this one past me and just looking forward to the next one, though.
That's basically a summarization of all of the answers to the questions last night of the players. We're going to talk with Rex in Ogden about Bruce Weber right now. What's going on, Rex?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah, and I've been watching these guys all year and not really reading a lot of media and stuff, so I don't know what the narrative under it is. But yeah, I watch those guys, and they're frustrating because they're a team that really, when they're aggressive and assertive, they really got something out there. But I could not figure it out in the first half. I mean, almost thought like half of them must have like undisclosed injuries or something because they weren't attacking the basket. They were kind of trying to be like a communist society, share the ball so much that no one wants to shoot it when they're open. And yet, then in the second half, they come out and play like crazy. And how does that work? And like, what did he say at halftime? I mean, and why the hell doesn't he say it before the game?
Right, right. Well, I appreciate the call, Rex. And it's a good question, and it's one that's been asked quite a bit of K-State's players and K-State's coaches over the course of this season. There are buttons you can push with those players. It's the player's job to be ready to play. The way that I would phrase it is like this. It's the player's job to be ready to play. It is the coach's job to do something about it if they're not. And I think that if K-State's players are not ready to play, that's something that you can see in the pregame or at the very least in the first couple minutes, and it is the coach's job to make sure that that gets turned around, that they light that fire before it gets too late. And that's what's happened with K-State a lot of times over the course of this year, especially last night in a situation where it really can't happen. Does that answer your question, Rex?
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, even Wade is just – I understand he's going to get some shots blocked in there and everything, but, like, when he wants to, when he gets the ball in there, it's worth going to the hoop just about every time. But the first half, he was just, it looked like he was in slow motion the first half. And then Stokes, when he drives, is pretty effective, but he's not driving at all anymore. And I wondered if the injuries on those guys really may be why they're so tentative. I don't know.
Well, again, I appreciate the phone call, but I think actually there may be a little bit something to the injury thing. Kamau Stokes did suffer a sprained toe in practice the night before the game, back on Tuesday night. He was questionable coming in, according to Bruce Weber on the pregame show that you heard on the K-State Sports Network. He did play, but he didn't quite look like himself. We know the issue with DJ Johnson with that sprained ankle. He tried to give it a go, and I actually asked Bruce Weber this question after the game. I asked him, well, did you only bring DJ in because of how the team started, and was that just the purpose of that, just to kind of light a fire? And basically that was the strategy. Bruce Weber did not like what he was seeing. He thought bringing DJ in may get that process started, but it really didn't happen because Johnson just was not able to give K-State anything off the bench in 11 minutes, 0 points, 0 for 2 from the field, 0 rebounds. And basically it made the problem even worse because he was out there injured but playing with that same tentativeness that you were seeing from the other guys that K-State had on the floor.
I just want to throw this out there as well. Brian Patrick, I've been very pleased by what I've seen from old Brian so far, like in these last couple of games, because if there's anybody who has – when he gets on the floor – there's anybody that just comes out there and is just ready to play, ready to score, ready to go, it's Brian Patrick. He can shoot the basketball.
Last night I called him the new Trey Harris. That's kind of what he reminds me of, because he doesn't play very much, but when he does play, he comes in and just seems like he always finds a way to make a shot, sometimes a pretty big shot for the moment that he's in. I'd like to see a little bit more out of him, and I think that we probably will, given that K-State's pretty worn down and a little bit hobbled right now. Getting back to Bruce Weber's status a little bit here, and then we'll move on. But I got a tweet last night that was someone asking me why everyone seems out to get Bruce Weber, given that K-State is a team that was picked 9th in the Big 12. And if they win a couple more games down the stretch, they can definitely finish like 5th or 6th. And his point was, you know, how many coaches in the country can finish 3 or 4 spots ahead of where they were picked and still be fired? Well, the issue is not K-State. The issue is not K-State being picked too low or something like that. The problem here is, why are you picked 9th to begin with? Why are you in that position? If you're in year one, like take Brad Underwood, for example, at Oklahoma State. I understand why they're picked at the bottom of the conference, and it's year one for him. If you are in, or after year 4 going into year 5, if you're being picked 9th, that is not a good indication of the general trajectory of the program. So the issue is not K-State overperforming from where they were picked. The issue is just where they were picked to begin with. And I think that that's what has fans really frustrated.
And I just want to point this out as well. K-State has a tremendous job to run the table the rest of the way, because really, I hate to call it an easy schedule, but because of the way K-State's been performing as of late, but it doesn't really get much easier than what K-State has left, because it's really the bottom of the barrel.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yes, K-State absolutely could win 5 games in a row, but given the data that we have and given what I saw last night, I don't know how much that team has left in the tank physically, and I don't know how much that team has left in the tank mentally. I don't know which one of those is more important, but in both cases, we're not talking about a team that is fresh in any sense of the word.
And I want to throw this out there as well. the last four or five games since this losing streak is gone, since K-State started losing their six of the last seven, I mean, I'm seeing on Facebook and Twitter and everything, hashtag fire Bruce Weber. Right. We need some, you know, there's a lot of that from the same people over and over, people I know, complete strangers to me. Here's the thing. Tonight is the Bruce Weber show. You can call in and talk to the guy yourself because right now your voice is not being heard at all. Nobody knows what you're saying besides the five people that look at your status. I'm serious.
Well, I will actually, let me counter this. This is a good point that you bring up, and I want to get this in before we go to our next break. Over the last two or three weeks, I have talked to, as I do on a regular basis, I, you know, meet people, I see people out, to, you know, when I'm, you know, eating dinner or something like that, I have some people come up and talk to me. I have talked to some people that are actually donors, that are the people that do get listened to, that do have a voice with the athletic department and everything like that. And there has been an increasing amount of frustration from them. That actually is important. That is very different than someone posting on Facebook that they want Bruce Weber gone. If you are getting some legitimate frustration from the people who write the checks, that's not great. Now, is there a majority along those lines? I really don't know. There might be, but I'm just saying that there is definitely more frustration with the program now and the direction it's headed than there was 365 days ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And the question for John Curry and company with the K-State Athletic Department is, at what point are those voices loud enough that that you don't feel that the program is going to get that support back? And it's just a tough proposition right now because, as Mitch, as you mentioned earlier, right now you're not getting full Bramlage Coliseum. It was a pretty weak crowd last night, and there were some legitimate reasons for that, and you've got to be able to put fans in the seats, and right now fans are kind of apathetic about the way things are going. Talking now with Chuck, tuning into the phones. What do you got, Chuck?
Hey, just want to make a comment, and I'll listen off air, but my biggest complaint with Bruce Weber is I think he can coach, and I think he gets a decent talent in there for K-State, but my biggest complaint is they never improve from freshman till they leave.
Yeah, just talking about the overall player development.
Yep, when they come in as a freshman, they got some talent, just like Xavier Sneed and Dean Wade. I haven't seen any improvement, and Sneed's just a freshman, but I've seen other players in the past, and they never improve till the time they leave.
Well, I appreciate the call, Chuck, and I think that that you raise a good point, and that is something that frustrates a lot of fans. There are some exceptions to that, and I think that if you're going to be totally fair toward Bruce Weber and toward the K-State basketball program, you do need to mention those. Wesley Iwundu is a totally different player than he was as a freshman. If you go back and look at his statistics, you know that verifies that. If you're talking about this year's team, I think Kamau Stokes is a much better player as a sophomore than he was as a freshman. Actually, maybe the best example would be DJ Johnson. He came in having basically no ability to score at all, and he has turned into maybe K-State's most reliable scorer. Those are legitimate examples of solid player development. But there have been several cases, maybe more cases, of players doing exactly what you said, pretty much maybe improving slightly, but lagging way behind what you would expect from a freshman to a sophomore or a sophomore to a junior, et cetera, et cetera. And you combine that with the fact that you've had nine departures from the team over the last 3 or 4 years, that doesn't help matters either. So that's a legitimate gripe against Bruce Weber, and he's shown some improvement with that over the course of this year with his player development, but it might be too little too late considering where K-State's at. And we'll see. K-State still has five games to go in the regular season, and then they have the Big 12 tournament. I maintain that they are four wins away from the NCAA tournament, regardless of where those four wins come from. But there are a growing number of people who do not believe that, even with an easier schedule, that those four wins are going to eventually be accomplished. Going to head to our next break. When we come back, move on to a happier topic. How about one of K-State special teams football players dominating on social media today. That's next on The Game.